Hello, this is Subliminalia. My name is Tom Regal, and this is episode 2. Every ad in the February 2023 issue of Hudson Valley Magazine. Part 1. Boston Children's Health Physicians. You hold the bell to his little gold chain, to his Puma sweatshirt, to his chest, and you listen for the beat of his heart. You look in each other's faces, smiling perfect smiles, eyes open to the world. The rubber tube of the stethoscope connects you. You have just made him laugh, and he trusts you. You listen to his heart. Part 2. Renew MediSpa. I wait in a room of impossibly polished marble, of glass-topped, skinny-legged coffee tables, of fine pelts skinned from golden-striped animals, of curved ceilings and contoured couches, of dead-eyed busts, puffed white thrones, and decorative pillars. I wait in a mini-mirrored, mini-windowed, mini-chandeliered chamber of medical aesthetics. I wait under the spotlight, by the exit sign, for you. Part 3. Mohonk Mountain House. Under brood of winter clouds, it beckons. With balconied face like an Escher print, with alpine gables, with smokeless Gothic chimneys. This warren of riches, devoid of human life. You pass in its shadow on a field of snow. Do not tarry. Part 4. California Closets. Have you found my closet? Have you found the kinetic art within? Have you found my handbags, coffee table book? Have you found the shelves on which I keep my Panama hat collection in my closet? Have you found my angelic white cabinetry? My polo shirt rainbow, my impossibly carpeted closet ceiling. I will make room for all of you. Part 5. Najami Pool Specialists. You have all the lights on. You have native landscaping. Adirondack chairs, seclusion. You have cabana house, poolside umbrellas, exterior grade subway tiles. The storm gathers, a tint of shadows moving over rippling turquoise, and you step out onto the board. You still have time. Part 6. Bell's Ethan Allen. Your impeccably disheveled bedding reminds me of Vermeer's. Your life in grays and creams and walnut, your single bedside book, your matching mid-century lamps, your glass half-filled with bent-back tulips. But only the pillows sleep here. Your window announces the golden day. Will you make room for me? Part 7. Nuvan's Health. Do you remember? I stopped at the grassy spot by the pond, and there, though I'd walked them a dozen times or more, the members of your pack accepted me, finally, as one of their own. They trusted me, and I know you could see the joy on my face as I received those first licks of welcome. You danced on the grass for us in return. Part 8. Teeth Tomorrow. They regard the pair of us, this panel of judging faces. Two women, one man, three unsettling smiles. Smiles of inner pain, or embattled experience, or nostalgic longing, I cannot tell. Mercenary smiles of pure zirconia. Smiles transmitting hidden messages. Smiles marked and labeled for identification purposes. Smiles poking through plastic mask mouth holes. Smiles devoid of human life. Smiles that will last hundreds of years. Smiles we banish to the past. Part 9. New York Presbyterian Hospital. Newly born, toothless mouth wide in amazement, he gazed at your face, at you, the gentle life-giver above. I remember how they swaddled him, placed the bundle of him on a hand-knit blanket. They taped a name card by his head. You watched his every move. He trusted you. Part 10. Williams Lumber. Back in my kitchen, I have order. I have stainless steel and red oak and copper and terracotta. I have practical cabinetry, wine fridge island, interior grade southwestern subway tiles, pineapple, red pepper, spices in corked containers. I have countertops devoid of crumbs. Outside, the sun blasts the world. I have all the time in it. Part 11. Woodland Pond at New Paltz. We've found a place in this painted autumnal forest. Cheerful, prefabricated, white-walled, clean as an abattoir. Pull around, look for the flagpole. Let us stroll unspooling paths, point out the pointed gables, sit silent by the pond and reflect. The retirement lifestyle we deserve, devoid of human life. Part 12. N&S Supply. I can't do it. I'll hide in the bathroom. But I feel sick and indistinct. This sink, beside black flowers, beside phantasmal mirror, tile work web spun over floor, over walls, over ceiling, over the skin of my hands. The world has lost focus. What have I done? I cannot hide forever. Part 13. Adam's Fair Acre Farms. I have come out of hiding for your love, to feel better. You have made this offering of blood-red roses and velvet cake, of chocolate strawberries, sprinkled and frosted. You have artfully strewn these on virginal cloth, like a still life. For whatever kind of love we celebrate, you have made this offering. Part 14, WALL Radio. We listen to these walls and stare through the ceiling at the universe. You touch the strings of my guitar. The indigotic night sky spells the names of the forgotten, their stars and their planets. Can we hear our own names up there? Part 15. The Fountains at Millbrook. I will wear the hat of my youth, now out of fashion, and I will wear my best sweater. I will face the blurred edge of this frame with a perfect smile that will last hundreds of years. I will know the embrace of loved ones behind me as I enter this vibrant community. I will bathe in a fountain like a newborn. Part 16, Craig Austin Dermatology. A small pack has spotted us. Just two skinny-legged dogs and two humans, all smiling. Birkenstocks, impossibly blonde hair, and the unbearable whiteness of being. I do not trust these dogs and the way they look at our golden striped skin. Part 17. Dr. Michael Kumas, DDS. The man in black silently beckons, with bare arms and pocket hands, hair parted like the Red Sea, and a smile like a fist. He wants to lead me away. Part 18. Hudson Valley Hospice. I know your singular embrace, partner, friend, lover, all these years, hands folded over my best sweater, over my ticking heart. I look up into your face in amazement. Our time will come, but for now, we share a moment, and we ignore the numbers that spill from this machine. Part 19. Dental Design Studio. The man in black exhibits his white chairs and white tables and white devices. He will design your mouth, and it will last hundreds of years, and you will speak in tongues. But I will take your hand, guide you away from here, and nourish you. Part 20. Rossi and Sons. Eat pasta, for all times must soon come to an end. Part 21, Windsor Dental. Do you see this nuclear family and their nuclear teeth? Father, brother, sister, mother, all of them beaming. Visitors to this zoo. We make them laugh just by having a meal. They follow our antics. They admire our fine pelts. They see our dreams. We cannot trust them. We cannot banish them. We cannot ignore them. Part 22. Woodland Pond at New Paltz, Redux. Finally alone, outside our compound home, we walk a winding, autumn-painted path. We've come this far together. We have the highest-rated care options, the deepest love, and the rest of our story to tell. The forests of the Shawangunk Ridge beckon me. Memories like breadcrumbs leading into shadows. But you have met my eyes. Our perfect teeth shine, and I no longer want to tarry. I trust you. And no matter what, we yet have time. Don't we? Part 23. Montefiore, Einstein Cancer Center. You take your place on darkened stage, ready to perform, and I stand with you. I don't feel ready. I wear my out-of-fashion hat. I smile with my teeth that will last hundreds of years, and I play my guitar for you. Your golden shoes carry you into the air, into the spotlight. I keep heartbeat time, and I watch as you leap from these hard-worn boards. I yearn to join you, but I play on, and the music connects us. From above, you smile your perfect smile, and you dance. You dance at the speed of light, with eyes closed to the world, name card taped next to your head. You dance into the shadow over a field of snow. And I play on.